There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's best idea. Well, there may be better ideas. Maybe shortening Lent so I can have some chocolate. I'm whining, aren't I? Never mind. Well, we're in the last, 4 weeks? I don't know.
You're coming
every
down
year,
the stretch.
Every year I swear I'm never going to do this again. Every year. All right. Well, and the temptations have been myriad this year, much more. Or maybe I just, you know, once you've survived it, once you've resisted it, you know, anybody can resist non-temptation, you know. But what can I tell you? All right. No more whining. 855-99-37569. Good time to call me about anything that's on your mind. Hopefully, did you remember to set your clocks forward, Manny?
Well, actually, all the clocks that are around me are all automatic. We've got one clock on the wall that's basically connected to like a satellite, so it sets itself.
Oh, that's good.
And then, of course, the clock on my phone is automatic as
well. Yeah, thank goodness for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so the only clock I had to set was the one in my car. That's the only one I had to bump up an hour.
Don't you have like a microwave or something that has a clock on it or an oven?
Yeah, that too, yeah.
See, in the next generation, they're probably going to have those that do automatically as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my computer, actually, I would have thought my computer would reset itself, but it did not.
Yeah.
Or at least this one doesn't.
The only tough thing about setting the clocks forward is that you lose an hour of sleep.
Oh yeah, gruesome. Plus, you're waking up you're waking up in the dark.
Yeah.
I suppose waking up in the dark is reasonable compensation for having that extra hour of sunlight at night.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I would say so. Yeah, because you know, a job I worked in radio. I worked in northern Minnesota, about 10 minutes away from the Canadian border, and it got. In the wintertime, it got dark really early.
Yeah, like 4 o'clock or
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, not even like 3:50, 3:45, it would start. I mean, the sun was already going down at that point. So,
you know, it's amazing how much a couple of degrees of, especially longitude, really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I mean, I talked about the fact that Boston really got clobbered this year. And New York has not had an easy winter, but it's 300 miles farther south. And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And at one point, I think I went to England a bunch of years ago, and I went in, like, I don't know, maybe April. And first of all, it was light. You forget that England is so much farther north. I mean, I think of England as being directly across from Boston. It's not. Spain is directly across from Boston. And it's one of the things about the map being, I'm trying to remember, it's called a something effect. I can't remember what it is. It's not Doppler. But it's a some effect that the maps that we have of the world are completely inaccurate because it makes Greenland look the size of Texas and then some, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So going to England in like April or something, and it was light until like 10 o'clock at night. It's amazing. It makes you understand that all of our understanding. It's one of the reasons I'm terrible at geography. No, it's not. There's no reason I'm... I mean, there are a whole lot of reasons I'm terrible at geography, but I'm not sure the fact that the maps show us everything wrong, it contributes to it, but it doesn't cause it. Today is National Get Over It Day. And it also is National Nap Day. So that seems to me that the two of them, one of the ways of just getting over it is just take a nap, right? Just reboot.
Yep.
I have to decide whether or not this is something I should get over. A friend came to visit me yesterday, and she had a friend who came to visit her, and we were going to go out for happy hour, which seemed, you know me and happy hour, one sip of anything. And she came in, and I was in charge of finding the place to go, and I didn't know her friend. I'd met a friend once before a bunch of years ago. My friend shows up, and she has a terrible headache, so she doesn't want to do anything. And so I had, you know, I always have like a couple bottles of champagne around and nuts and stuff like that. But I really didn't have food because I didn't think we're eating here. I mean, I could have made him a Boca Burger or something, but it's amazing how many people just don't care about Boca Burgers. What can I tell you? And so it turns out we were sitting around talking, which in theory is you know, a perfectly lovely thing to do, and people don't do it that much anymore. But the first thing my friend says about her friend is, oh, she's going through a divorce. You know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah.
And so she's talking about, well, gee, where do I find people to date? And I'm saying, look, a year after your divorce is final, I'll help you find anybody. I'll help you write a profile. I'll help you do whatever you want. But this is a dreadful mistake. And I'm thinking, should I just, I mean, I think my friend actually set me up, because she didn't have the nerve to say to her friend, you know, you shouldn't be dating right now. You're not divorced, and you're clearly going through some tough times, and you're going to make bad decisions that are going to make you feel terrible. And so she leaves it to me. Every once in a while, someone will call up and say, you know, I'm having an affair, and my friend said to call you, and I'm thinking, I just got set up. Or, you know, I'm in the middle of a divorce, and where do I find great guys or great women to date? So that may, I'm trying to decide if this is something I have to get over, but I believe it so strongly. I suppose I could say nothing, but me and my poker face, I don't think I'd get away with it anyway. All right. So we put up on the website, things you have to get over, I have one, but I'm not going to talk about it till people put up their get over. And somebody sent us an iTunes. Don't send us iTunes on emails. We can't do that. I mean, you don't have to write War and Peace, but give us something, and give it to us in writing so we can share it, all right? There, we've set enough rules. Chappie was the number one movie over the weekend. Didn't do very well, and made about $13 million, which was underperformed. I sort of liked it. I thought it was more violent than probably it needed to be, but District 9 was pretty violent as well. And as someone, I read a review, I think, of District 9, just because I was curious about, because I liked it when it came out, even though it was violent. And they used the word delirious, and I thought that that was really part of Chappie as well. That it's a sloppy movie in a whole lot of levels. Plot lines get picked up and then dropped for no reason. I mean, there are a whole lot of issues about it, and it is very violent. But it has sort of a sweet core to it, and it's like somebody, have you ever seen a kid at the beach who is kicking over sandcastles and just having such a good time at it? And on the one hand, you're thinking, this kid is really violent. I mean, he's really destructive. Other people build, he knocks down, but he's having such a good time at it that there's a part of you that kind of celebrates with him. And I think that's what Chappie is. It's a kid kicking over sandcastles and having such a good time doing it that part of you deplores the violence. Another part of you says, he's having such a great time. Maybe I should try that. So, anyway, it was the number one movie. Focus was number two, I think, in Kingsman, which, remember, what somebody on Facebook was, they took me to task for it. They didn't like the fact that I liked it. But I thought it was a pretty good movie. It was certainly better than 50 Shades, which has disappeared without a ripple, or I could say without a bruise. All right, on this day, Napoleon married Josephine in 1796. 1841, the Supreme Court in the United States versus the Amistad case said that captive Africans who had seized control of the ship carrying them had been taken into slavery illegally. Thank goodness. There was a really good movie called Amistad, which was that, what's his name? The one who did E.T. Why can I? Steven Spielberg. I think Steven Spielberg did Amistad. It's a very good movie. Mm-hmm. They spelled it differently than these guys spell it, but nevertheless. In 1842, the first documented discovery of gold in California. Rancho San Francisco, 6 years before the California Gold Rush. In 1933, the Emergency Banking Act, FDR put in, the first of his New Deal policy. And perhaps most importantly, take a deep breath. Can we have a drum roll here? Wow, that's good, Manny.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
I should have asked you for this before. The Barbie doll made its debut on this day. Could Ken be far behind in 1959? 855, do it again, Manny. That was so good. Yeah, 855-993-7569. Yay, Manny. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, it is. All right, and for those of you who love the It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment of the program, which hopefully you do, because for us, it's not that we love it better than the Monday through most of Friday part, because the last half hour on Fridays, but it's just... it's just sort of a kind of an enrichment. It's kind of the glacé. It's kind of the meringue on the pie. How's that? It's not even the sprinkles on the cone, because I think it's bigger than that. But it's, you know, it's something that, for me at least, just adds a level of depth to the program, because it deals with general issues rather than specific issues. But our priority is always your phone calls. And so for those of you who are waiting to hear of the interview with Jennifer Lim on Friday, we had callers, and I just didn't want to defer them. So Jennifer will be on with us on this Friday. So it's not we don't sort of, if we delay it, we'll put it on. We never get rid of them, but so it'll be on this Friday. And we have a bunch of ones coming up as well that are, I think, very interesting to you. This one, the one on coming this Friday, God willing, the creek don't rise, is about the problems that China is facing, which their immigration policy is actually worse than ours, believe it or not. Has got many more people involved in it than ours, because it's just it's a larger country, and has to do with their own compatriots. It's not illegal people coming into the country. It's peasants coming to the city, which essentially have exactly the same legal stature as illegal aliens in this country. So it's an interesting contrast, and she's a terrific resource as well. So I think you'll enjoy that. But I'm not actually apologizing as much as saying no worries, we'll make everybody happy. But our priority is always your phone calls. So understand that. So if you can sort of do us the enormous favor of not calling the last 3 minutes of the program, that would help as well. But you're going to do what you're going to do, so it's okay. But what we thought we'd do here is I've given you guys an opportunity to be program director and either pick a subject that you'd like me to talk about or ask a question that doesn't necessarily pertain specifically to you. It may be a theoretical question, like someone that called up and asked about how to find a therapist, and you could do that on Facebook. So I thought we'd do one of those here.
Let's do it. This one is from Mary. Mary says, what has psychological research validated about love that is common across all cultures? And what are the differences between Eastern cultures and Western cultures in the definition of love?
Ooh, good question, Mary. Let me start with the back end of that, the idea of cross-cultural. As many of you know, I wrote Dating for Dummies. And believe it or not, in Korea, for example, and Japan, the book does very well. They actually put it out in two separate editions. No, that's Eight Realities. Never mind. I lied. That my book is considered softcore porn in Asian countries, which is sort of interesting, because there's really nothing the least bit pornographic in it, but it does talk about dating in a different way than those societies are used to dealing with it. But as American television and movies have penetrated the rest of the world, so has our notion of dating. So it is changing that. Definition of love. I'm not sure anybody's really come up with a specific definition. In fact, Woody Allen wrestles with it in several of his movies. And I think the definition he comes up with respect to Muriel Hemingway is, we like hanging out together, we laugh at the same things, and the sex is good. So, is that love? I don't know. And we tend to define, as you know, one of my concerns is that we mistake lust for love. And if you talk with somebody who's 19 and ask them what love is or whom they love, they will talk about the physical characteristics of somebody that they're with. They'll talk about sex. They'll talk about what most of us would describe as an anxiety reaction. If I can't quite breathe when that person is around, my stomach does flip-flops, I feel I can't live without them. And is that love? And I would argue that love probably means different things to different people at different ages. For example, when you're 19, if you don't have that stomach-churning, passionate, overwhelming, overwhelmed feeling, you're not going to view it as love. You're going to view it as friendship. If you're looking, and Margaret Mead may have had, who is not a psychologist, she was an anthropologist, social anthropologist, felt that that you should marry different people at different ages in your life. And she actually was married, I think it's 7 different times to 6 different men, or 6 different times to 5 different men. I never get it quite right. I should probably look it up so I can be accurate. But she said basically when you're 19, you look for somebody that's wildly sexual and floats your boat. When you're ready to mate, which hopefully happens in your late 20s, early 30s, you look for somebody who's got great genetic material. Then you look for a great provider. Then you look for somebody with whom you have a lot in common. Then you look for somebody who likes to travel and do some of the similar things. And at the end of your life, you look for someone who'll take care of you. Those are different people if you think about it. And one hopes that, and there are certainly people who've been married for 50 years and quite happily with one another. We're not talking about the people who are ready to kill each other. I told a story before of when I first started as a therapist. I had a woman who came in, and the couple were just, they really hated each other. And I said, well, have you ever thought about divorce? And she said, no, I'm Catholic. I just pray for his death every night. I thought, I don't know that that's how we define marriage. I'm not willing to divorce him, but I hope he dies. Oh, dear, in an intimate relationship. Not a great idea. So the idea being that we may define love at different times. And it's one of those things that you could say, well, I may not be able to define it, but I know it when I see it. And the notion of Arthurian romantic love is to a very large extent, Anglo-Saxon. I mean, obviously, if it's King Arthur. And the idea that, and if you think about it, what we view as love is not the same as Arthurian. The idea that Guinevere and Lancelot loved each other, but she was committed to the king. And so he just, it was unrequited love to a very large extent, except they tried to requite it and didn't end well. So the idea that that there was duty, because before that whole notion of Arthurian love, the idea, nobody talked about love. You loved God, you loved your parents, but the idea of loving your spouse was really not a part of the equation. That marriage was an economic, political institution. And so Guinevere would marry Arthur, and they may have liked each other. Quite often with those marriages, they didn't meet each other. They didn't know each other before they were married. And the idea was the surrogate as well, which is that when you married the oldest daughter, and should something happen to her, you just went down the line because the next daughter was committed to you. And nobody could marry until the oldest daughter married. I'll do more. I know it takes a little while to talk about love. And we're still only talking about Arthurian love in England. We haven't even taken it across the pond yet, the United States. Stay tuned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. One of the questions on Facebook was about love, and I'm saying, I'm not sure that anybody's come up with a great definition of it. In fact, I put it up on Facebook. So you guys can offer your definition of love. And I'll go back to my, as I said, I got into the Arthurian legend because before that, as far as we know, the idea of love between men and women essentially did not exist. That you loved your God, you loved your parents, but that marriages essentially were arranged and they were political, economic institutions. Well, I'll go back to that in a minute. In the meantime, Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, I've called before. I have a 2.5-year-old.
Right.
Okay. Well, it has nothing to do with him. I want to know how to keep my, I don't want to say anger, but we went out of town a couple weeks ago for our anniversary, and we were at a really nice hotel, and the people above us were being, like, so loud, like, it sounded like they were jumping on the floor. and I did all I could. And it's just, I find, like, when things happen and I feel powerless, I find I get really angry, and I don't know how to put that in check, because before I was married, like, I didn't really have to put it in check. I got angry, and eventually I got over it, but I find, like, when I get angry, I mean, I eventually let go, but I don't know how to, like, keep it in check. So even though I was really angry at the people above, or, like, you have wonderful cell phone company, like, I don't call Verizon, I call the corporate store, because I get so enraged by customer service. It's like I feel... No, I mean,
I'm going to hire you, Tracy. I'm going to hire you to be my hired gun. All right, let me back you up a little bit.
I can give you the corporate number in New York if you want. Because when I lived in Maine, like, I had the corporate number in New York, and I would always call the corporate office for my phone issues, because I felt so enraged and angry by customer service, because they don't serve you. They just make you mad, ask a bunch of questions, and they didn't have a phone, you know, for them to call me back on to help me with my issues.
No, I know. I agree. All right. Yeah. Let me back you up a little bit. All right. The first question, because I think you're bringing up a bunch of questions. Did you take your for your anniversary with your husband, did you take the baby along?
Yes.
Okay. Let me suggest, number one, that you and your husband need to have some time alone without the baby. Because, raising a child, and especially a two-year-old, hi, baby, is stressful. And so the first thing we need to do is, and you know this about yourself, is when you're feeling, if you're on vacation and you're walking the beach holding your sweet baboo's hand, and the baby is safe someplace, you're going to have a lot more tolerance for noisy, drunken people than you are when the baby's there, because you're worried about, number one, are they going to wake the baby? Second of all, you haven't had any relief from the tension and the stress of taking care of a baby. So number one, before we talk about all of your anger issues, which are legitimate, you need to have time. You need to figure out whether it's your mother, your mother-in-law, a kid in the neighborhood. It's good for you. It's good for your marriage. It's good for your anger. And it's good for your baby to be away from that child sometimes.
Can I say something really quickly?
Yes.
Okay, I had a lady that lived a half an hour away from us, because right now we're an hour from my husband's family, and both my parents have passed away. So we had a lady that would come and watch my son, like, every couple weeks she'd have a date. But now that, like, a couple weeks ago, her husband got, like, a nighttime job, so she has two kids, and so she can't help us watch the baby anymore, because her husband works.
All right, well, but so find somebody else.
Well, we have my husband's mom, and she lives an hour away.
Well, it doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be his mom. Your child would be perfectly fine having a competent person comes in and take care of the baby. Did you babysit when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The area we live in, I've asked around a lot of people to, and I've even, I put up an ad on care.com. I haven't had any responses.
Well, but keep looking. Call up, take a baby in the class at the Y, and ask other mothers who babysit.
Yeah.
You may be able to find.
It's a small area, so it's not like we're not
in
the big city.
But Tracy, trust me, there's somebody around. There may be a high school student. There may be a college student. There may be an older woman. There may be an older man. There's somebody around to take care of your kid, and you're just going to have to beat the bushes. And I hear that it's an important job. It may be that you can find in the next 6 months or so, especially if
that's
only children.
Yeah, that's what I want to find, because I miss that connection my husband and I have.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
It's different, you know.
Well, of course you do, and it's really important. So the first thing is you need to find competent child care, and not only so you and your husband can occasionally have a romantic weekend once a year, but so that you can go and take an aerobics class. And it may be that you can go and find a gym that has daycare, because it's not just you, it's lots of moms. So number one, decide that that's going to be your goal this week, to find somebody who can come in maybe once a week or maybe on Friday nights or whatever to watch your child. Yeah. Now, it may be that what you're going to find...
My husband works early on Saturday morning.
Whatever.
Okay. All right.
The other thing you may be able to find is another mom who has a two-year-old. And so the two of you can trade off so that you take your son to her on nights where you need that you and your husband want to go out, and she brings her child to you, because taking care of two two-and-a-half-year-olds is not a whole lot different than taking care of one. Good for the kid, whatever. All right, so number one, you need to find somebody to help take care of your kid. Number
okay,
two...
Can I say one more thing really quick?
Yeah.
We went to Oregon for a week for our anniversary, so it's not like we would have left our kid with anyone for a week anyway.
Well, but Tracy, that doesn't... Tracy, listen, you have the amazingly irritating option of arguing with anything I say. So don't... So take the baby to Oregon, but don't take them to a hotel for a romantic kind of thing. And if you're presumably going to Oregon... I mean, hotels have people who will come and watch your kid. And certainly when you're in a hotel, all you have to do is call down the front desk and say the people upstairs are making some noise, and they will come and make those people be quiet.
They didn't. Tracy, the point is, did you go and knock on their door?
Well, then ask them to change your room and go down to the front desk.
The hotel was booked, and they couldn't change my room.
Tracy, there is no such thing.
Well, I'm telling you, I did everything, and the hotel did not help me. The people kept making noise till midnight, and they couldn't change my room. The hotel was booked, and the three managers went upstairs, and the hotel didn't do anything to help to make these people be quiet.
Well, then write a letter to whomever the chain is, and you'll get a free night at the hotel. Okay.
The hotel executive officer manager wrote me a letter apologizing, gave me like 20,000 points for my stress on that night.
The point being, and once you decided, I mean, okay, number one, babysitter. Number two, find someone else to fight some of your battles sometime. Number three, let's go back and look at the anger issue. Because in the particular case that we're talking about, once you decide, I mean, maybe what you get is earplugs. Because there are situations that you can control and situations you can't control. Have you ever taken have you ever tried like square breathing or meditation or even an anger management class?
No. I've tried the meditation breathing and stuff. I have, and sometimes
I think especially for you that you're going to do better. I think for all of us, it's not only you. Some people can absorb huge amounts of data from reading. For most of us, we need more interaction than that.
So go
and see. I think you're really in search of a bunch of things which may fall under the same umbrella. Is there a YMCA or YWCA anywhere close to where you live?
No, there's a boys and girls club, but
well, that's not what you need. You need something is there an adult, is there a community college anywhere near where you live?
No, there's not, but there is a gym here, and there is a Monty and me group that I look to join. It's like half an hour away from where we live.
I mean, it sounds like you live in Mars, but...
Well, we do. We're half an hour away from a big, like, city or whatever. I'm about half an hour away from the supermarket and everything.
Well, but a half hour, if you're used to doing... When my mother-in-law lived in New Mexico, she thought nothing of driving 6 hours to Denver to go grocery shopping. So it may be that part of your lifestyle...
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me, but... So the idea is, it may be that what you need to do is just think about things as being within a half hour of where you live.
Okay.
And what I would do is go find either a community college or adult education or a Y that has anger management classes, that has mommy and me classes. And what you're going to find is that you're going to find babysitters, you're going to find other moms in the same situation, you're going to find all sorts of resources for you. Because I think part of it, of what's making so unhappy right now, is your isolation. So number one, see if you can find a babysitter. Number two, begin thinking of at least 2 days a week that you drive a half hour to get things that make you feel more connected. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Janice shall be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, 855-99-37569. If you've been trying to get through today, you may be getting an intermittent busy signal, so just keep trying. We're here. 855-99-37569. Janice, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. You were just discussing about different stages of love and different types of love and so forth.
Right.
I'll give you a little bit of background. In my mid-40s, after having children and thinking I was going to love forever, but things happened, then I met a wonderful person that our children actually were late teens, early 20s, and, you know, seeing each other every day for almost 3 years.
Well, let me stop you for just a minute. Were both of you single at that moment?
Yes, we were.
Okay, and both of you had been divorced for a while?
Yes, over a year.
Okay, good woman. All right. Fair enough. Go ahead.
And then he got transferred to a job and out of city, 4 hours away. So we stayed connected, and my family kept saying, you know, no, move forward. But we kept social media keeps you connected and so forth. But no. And whenever their family gets together, if he happened to be in town seeing his family, he always came with me. My family adored him, but being his distance away, my family kept saying to me, you should move forward. So that was about 2 years ago, and then about 2 years ago, and almost a year now, he came back. And we've been seeing each other off and on, kind of secretly. Like, sometimes my kid's sister will say to me, have you spoke to, you know, and I said, yeah.
Wait a minute, why secretly?
Because, you know, I feel, that's my question. Every time I either bring him up or, oh, well, I thought, you know, you should move forward. It's just one of those things where it's just going to be being a circle. And that's my question. I enjoy being with him, and I like, and we do a lot of family things together, and he enjoys being on my hip, and I just be on his with his family, but yet we're not really officially a couple anymore.
Well, Janice, let me just ask you.
I open that door and open doors because it keeps telling me other doors will open in my life if I don't let this go.
Well, that's a legitimate point. What do you want from this relationship? Do you want it to be a romance or not?
There are some days I wish it would go back to the way it was, you know, four or 5 years ago.
Well, it can't go back, and it's almost impossible to reconstitute the beginning of a relationship. It can move in a direction that is consistent with those early days. In other words, it can move back to a physical, sexual, emotional relationship, but it won't be the same because you're 5 years down the road and all those things that intervened in the middle, which aren't necessarily bad, they're just going to make a difference. So longing for something to be what it was is futile. And we'll set you up. But have the two of you ever, I mean, the year he's been back, other than showing, do the two of you have a physical relationship?
No. Well, he'll give me a hug and kiss goodnight, but no, nothing okay. Because, no.
Fair enough. All right, so let me ask you the question again. What do you want? If you had a magic wand, and understanding you can't, the magic wand is magic, but it's not unrealistic. You can't make something what it was before. Would you like to have... Is it interesting to you, or is it feasible for you, or is it potentially positive for you to see if there's any possibility of launching a physical relationship with this dude?
I hesitated, see? No, I really just want him to be a sincere friend
okay. That
I get flack from. So how do I handle that? How come you're still hanging out with him if you're not a couple, and how come you're doing that?
Well, because there's nobody else on the horizon. That's not a very wise question of somebody. But the point is, obviously, you have a history with this dude. He serves as a convenience. But your point is well taken. So the question is not, is he the only guy I'm ever going to have? Or do I dump him? The question is, how can I maintain this relationship with enough flexibility that I'm open and available to a full-tilt big boogie relationship that I'd really like? And the answer, almost invariably, is the amount of time you're spending together. So if you're spending 3 or 4 days or nights or whatever a week with him, the likelihood of finding someone to date diminishes. If you're spending more than that, it diminishes to zero. But one of the possibilities is to keep him as... Here's the way I would have you do it. Think of him as a gay friend. And okay. with gay friends, if we need a date to a wedding, what we call up and say, got a tux? If we have a gay friend... that we're going, there's a family reunion, and we really don't want to go by ourselves, we say, hey, got a pair of Bermuda shorts and some sunblock. But we don't spend, it's not that they're not our friends, but we certainly don't spend more than what, a day a week or something with them max, and maybe less than that, because not only are they gay, which means there's no physical relationship with us, but they want a physical relationship with somebody else. So we're allowed to have friends, and you're certainly allowed to have friends of the opposite sex, but you probably shouldn't be seeing them any more than maybe once every couple of weeks or every 10 days or something, because
we text back and forth, good morning, good night, I hope you had a good day.
Well, that's fine, except that it means that it's taking up some of the emotional slack that would work as a motivation to find somebody who can offer you a better relationship. And
so
that's the issue.
His sister said, you know, that was then, that you should move on. You should just
But I'm saying something very different. I'm not saying you have to move on. I'm saying you have to acknowledge that it's different than it was 5 years ago. He has no potential for you to be a long-term mate, but he does have the potential of being a long-term friend. So right. Dumping him would be unwise and frivolous. But spending having as close an emotional connection with him in terms of frequency doesn't leave the place or the time or the emotional space for you to develop and be motivated to find somebody else. Because, look, if everybody was completely delirious, no one would ever date, because dating basically sucks. It's having to go through a process of putting yourself on the line with somebody who may or may not be interested, may or may not be who they say they are. And the reason we do it is because we want that kind of fantastical relationship, which I, you know, was talking about, and we'll probably continue to talk about a little bit next hour, about finding love. And we don't mean love. We mean companionship. We mean physical intimacy. We mean somebody who's got our back. We mean friendship. We mean travel companions. We mean a financial partner. We mean all sorts of things that have nothing specifically to do with love, but we incorporate it under that notion. So the point is, this guy you can love as a friend, but you need to limit the interaction. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. If you have more time and more questions, stay on hold. And if not, you've got the gist, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.